Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back, 23 hours. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having John Shire back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And John is a senior security expert at Sophos. John, tell us about Sophos.
Yeah, so Sophos, we make the world-leading software for protecting your computer networks and your endpoints and servers against all the stuff that we've been talking about, all the malware, all the scams, all the phishes. And you can find us at sophos.com.
PH in the middle there, folks. And so, if you want to have security, cybersecurity, firewall, all the different protection for your computer, those are the kind of products you offer.
Exactly. Firewalls, endpoint protection. We offer also protection against, phishing. As well as malicious domains,
right.
So we got web and email protection as well within our network products. We also offer home protection, actually. So if some of your listeners out there are interested in protecting their computers against this stuff, go to home.sophos.com. You can sign up for a free account.
All right.
And during this pandemic, we're actually offering extended trials on some of our commercial products. So if you want to use the firewall, you've got an extended 90-day trial period, and also any of our current customers can use the commercial use edition for their employees as well. So that's a real benefit
with all
these small businesses that've got people working from home. We can cover them there as well.
All right, good. Well, thank you for that, and good job on that, John. We're talking about some of the scams that are being beefed up and modified for the coronavirus COVID-19. Situation we're in, the globe is in the middle of right now, and we talked in the previous segment about how they are the bad guys, the cyber bad guys are increasing and customizing their scams and their malware, but there's the other product that we mentioned and we want to get into more. This segment is Zoom, or any of the video systems, but Zoom seems to be the one of choice for a lot of folks. I did some last week. I'm going to do some this week. And the cyber bad guys are breaking into that. There's something called Zoom bombing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's you mentioned it, and it's important to point out that Zoom is not the only video conferencing solution
right.
out there, and all, you know, there are
Skype,
other ones that
Skype still
can
there.
Also be they can be targets of this as well. So very simply, Zoom bombing is when somebody that is not authorized or intended joins your Zoom session, and then generally they'll either turn on their camera and say inappropriate things, or they'll display inappropriate content.
How are they able to join a Zoom meeting if we didn't invite them, if they don't have our link? How do they get that?
Well, yeah, so if you look
that's,
at
that's
most
how
of the
you
Zoom
that's how
links,
you join a Zoom meeting, someone sends you a link and you go there, right? They send you a number to input. What do you think?
Right, so that at the end of those meeting links is always either a 9 or 11 digit number. And in many cases that we've seen, some of the cyber criminals at this point what we've seen it's with the Zoom bombers, it's mostly just bored people trying to cause disruption.
But how do they get
the numbers, right?
Are they really?
Yeah, you can guess the numbers.
Oh,
they just put in numbers, and there's
a pretty good chance. It's just sort of a roll of the dice, right? Well, I got nothing else to do. I'll just do this and see what happens.
Yeah, and there was some software out there for a little while that was able to kind of guess the numbers in a rapid fashion and test
right.
to see if they were live. And Zoom has since fixed that hole. That's one of the ways that Zoom is responding to these things. As the clever people out there are trying to figure out how to break the system,
right?
They're out there trying to figure out how to close those holes. But that's basically it. You're basically taking lucky guesses at some numbers. Some people are also, and this is very crucial, they're actually publishing those links on Twitter and on Facebook. They're publishing
wow.
the links publicly. And so if you're getting together with, let's say, a group of friends for a virtual happy hour, and you post that on your Facebook group, well, somebody who's lurking and watching can see that post as well,
right.
and that's more often than not how they're getting in.
So if you want to send somebody the notice of how to get to your Zoom, text them or call them and give them a number. I mean, you know, some people probably don't know that that thing you hold in your hand actually has a call application. You can actually make a phone call. go ahead, John. So what about scams?
Yeah, so, well, let's just talk about a few more security and privacy tips, though, because one thing you can do is you can use random Zoom meetings and then set a password. And then that way, the people who don't have the password cannot get in. So that's one way you can prevent that. The other way that you can prevent people from coming in is to use what's called the waiting room option. So basically, as the host, you control the waiting room, and you get to approve everybody that comes in, right? And then just once people are in your session, you can also set the meeting to be host-only sharing, meaning that only the person who started the meeting can actually start the sharing as well. That way, somebody else on the meeting who maybe either for a joke or for other intents, they can't start any sharing as well. But just as with the coronavirus-themed scams that we've seen, we're starting to see an uptick now in the amount of domains registered to the Zoom brand as well.
Right.
We're starting to see some trickling in of Zoom scams because, again, a lot of people are working from home for the very first time. They may not have seen what a Zoom invite looks like, and so the cyber criminals are capitalizing on that, throwing in, you know, phishing emails with legitimate-looking Zoom links and say, hey, click here to join the weekly forecast call, for example.
So, John, I've got to wrap it up, but I'm sure they can learn more about this at Sophos.com, right?
Absolutely.
I know you guys are offering that more. John Shire, ladies and gentlemen. John, thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much. Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, Sophos.com. Please check that out and see what they have to offer. Smart folks up there. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.